This is John Batchelor. I speak to the author, Daniel Claude, about bushfires. It is bushfire season in Australia. Daniel wrote a book 10 years ago, Future in Flames. It's more relevant now than ever because of climate change, and this is an El Nino year, I learned. That means drier and much hotter in Australia, in the southern hemisphere, combining with the heavy rains of these last years, creating a lot of fuel underneath the eucalyptus forest, which in Australia is like lighting a match around something soaked with gasoline. Eucalyptus burns. It burns fast. So the bushfires of Australia, there are bushfires in the Mediterranean basin. They're called wildfires in California. The phenomenon is always the same. What is to be done? When do you leave? Can you defend your house? Here's Danielle talking about the new way that bushfires are regarded in Australia, getting worse. Daniel Claude.
Look, fire season, I regard all fire seasons as dangerous. You never know when one's going to hit. We had a fire 2 years ago that burnt through our neighbourhood and burnt right along the edge of my properties. And that was not a bad season and it was not a high-risk day. Unfortunately, that was an arsonist who did a very good job of setting fire to the park below my house. So these things can happen at any time under the strangest conditions. However, you know, the dry conditions and the hot summers combined with a high fuel load from previous wet years does make for dangerous conditions in many areas. And we know that with climate change, the incidence and frequency and severity of fires is increasing rapidly. So we are now seeing far more fires than we have in the past. And that just increases everybody's risk. So yes, we are looking at a scenario of increased fire risk for across most of the country.
Thank you.